A growl of frustration ripped free from my chest, and I spread my shield out around the ambient woman to trap her inside. Leaving her behind, hoping she couldn't break free, I avoided one of my people falling to the deck, their sword wrenched from their grasp by a short, snarling man who lunged at me. A quick pivot let him slip past me, and I swung my arm around to slam my fist into his lower back, directly above his kidneys. When he crumpled, I slammed my boot down onto his hand, took the sword, and slammed the pommel into his temple. Without looking back, I ran toward Bryn, his hair tousled and eyes blazing, and he thrust his elbow back into his attacker's midsection. Bryn sucked in a much-needed breath while the man wheezed. I stalked forward, sword ready, barely containing my anger and the spirits gathering the ambience to rain destruction on the entire ship. A glance assured me that the ambient hadn't moved in the moments it had taken me to cross the deck. But when I turned back, Bryn's opponent had recovered, and he punched Bryn in the gut, driving what little air he'd inhaled out again. Bryn sank to his knees. The man above him smirked, grabbed a fistful of Bryn's hair, readying to knee him in the face. I bounded across the deck, sword pointed at his neck. The ambience licking at my skin, begging for release. With my mental grip straining, I pushed the point of my blade until it rested against his skin. He froze and moved his infuriated eyes to me. "Let go," I growled. When he didn't immediately comply, I pushed the blade a bit harder to reinforce my command. I could have set him on fire, ripped him apart without touching him at all. And the only thing keeping me from doing so was the satisfying dribble of blood that ran below my blade. Now...